Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Whose Body Is It Anyway? Our scripture verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. You know, I was recently challenged by an irate husband who said we were teaching feminist theology, whatever that is, because we teach that it's not enough for a wife to give herself sexually to her husband if she can't do it with a willing heart. He said, don't you know the Bible says the wife's body belongs to the husband? She should submit to her husband whenever he has a need. I said, amen to the first part, brother, but let's take a look at the second part of that verse. The husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. So then, each body equally belongs to the other. Though the husband may want his wife's body under him, she may want his body on the other side of the bed. Each one has equal authority, as verified by Ephesians 5:21, where it says, be submitted one to another out of reverence for Christ. So you see, it's not a matter of whose body belongs to who, for we all belong to God, according to Psalm 24:1. The issue is about giving freely to each other out of a willing heart. Yes, it may be more of a challenge to win the heart than to demand the body, but that's love. Anything else is selfishness. So a question we have for both of us today. Is our relationship one that comes from willing hearts, or do we simply try to manipulate one another to get our own needs met? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to freely give to one another, as you have freely given yourself for us. Let our relationship be built out of a love in our hearts, not a need in our flesh.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's leave the loneliness behind.